Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a very important broadcast transmission today. A lot of just amazingly huge things are developing and unfolding worldwide right now. And, of course, none of that's really on the news. It's all Michael Jackson coverage at the Staples Centers in Los Angeles. They're just covering every facet of the black limousines and Bentleys. And his father is smiling and looking like Dr. Faust. It is certainly a spectacle. But I'm sorry, if you tuned in for Michael Jackson coverage, you are not going to get it here today. Though I am going to talk about the pathetic spectacle, an example of controlled media hype being used as a distraction and as a diversion. So that is coming up in the next segment. But here is some of what I will be covering today. Bill gives Attorney General power to designate gun owners, tax protesters, and terrorists. So, period. And you won't be able to own a firearm if he says he's putting you on the secret list. Senate blocks bill to audit the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve as government prepares for second round of looting. Second stimulus package giving the Federal Reserve unlimited power over the entire economy. Police fear right-wing terror attacks. Same thing in England. They say secret right-wing groups that are against European Union membership for England. See, 80-plus percent of the Brits are against entering it, so the government's just going to stage terror attacks and say, look, you're a terrorist if you're against the EU dictatorship. Oh, well, then we better be for it. Yes, if you're against it, we have to arrest you because that's terrorism. It's very, very simple. They bomb things or they engage in mass shootings and then blame it on their opposition. It's very elementary. By the way, out of gun news today, welcome to Shreveport. Your rights are now suspended. And the mayor's saying no Second Amendment in the town, and he's confiscating the firearms. And if you have a pro-Second Amendment bumper sticker, you are arrested and basically taken to jail. So we'll go over that. Obama offers Russian youth a vision of a, quote, reset world or a new world order. So we'll be breaking that report down. Also, Pentagon preps soldiers for new telepathy push. They're now going to bring in the Harry Potter magical thinking type. See, the atheists really aren't atheists at the top. There are real atheists at the low-down level, at the grassroots level. But when you get into the big institutions pushing atheism, actually you find out they're all occultists, all a bunch of Harry Potters with little curled wands, you know, dressed up, running around in the cabbage patch in the middle of the night, feeling extremely powerful. And, hey, they must be getting power from it. They're putting sodium fluoride in all our water to brain damage us. It's all a big joke. And that is power. They shoot your kids up, and your kids die in mass of cancer, and you can't even tell what's going on. I guess you are under some type of Harry Potter spell here. But Pentagon preps soldiers for telepathy push. I ought to get General Stubblebine back on. He headed up the Army's program into all of this. Of course, didn't stop John Ronson from writing a book about it, making fun of it. NSA to spend $1.8 billion on new data center. Now, that's not the new NSA snooping center to read all your emails down in San Antonio and to, quote, wage war on alternative media in the U.S. Yeah, Pentagon waging war publicly, illegally, against the American people. Of course, physically with NORTHCOM and Homeland Brigades. This is a separate new NSA metastasization, $1.8 million facility. And this is being built in Fort Williams, Utah, to engage in the end of the Fourth Amendment. So we'll break that all down a lot more and cover the Michael Jackson extravaganza as Rome burns, as everything collapses into the mouth of the New World Order. Doesn't matter. We can watch Michael Jackson.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you about the jam-packed lineup of guests we have today. On this July 7th, this Tuesday, July 7th, 2009 edition, we have Mike Rivero, fellow Genesis radio host and news reporter, joining us from WhatReallyHappened.com. We then have Dr. Francis Boyle, who's written some of the U.S. Chemical and Biological Weapons Treaties, to give us his take on the geopolitical stakes right now, and in hindsight, what he has to say now about Barack Obama, who's been in office 4 months. And then we have also John Ray Davies is going to be joining us on the transmission because he is in a new movie that's coming out, Tales of the Blade, and that's dealing with the precursor to the Second Amendment. And, of course, he plays Gimli the Dwarf in Lord of the Rings. He plays Sala in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And a bunch of other films like The Last Crusade, The Living Daylights, Victor Victoria, Solomon's Mines, Shogun, Great Expectations, Archaeology, War and Remembrance, The list goes on and on. Acclaimed British actor John Ray Davies will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today, also with the director and maker of the film. But how can I talk about all the important news that's taking place? How can I talk about all the serious issues I have here in front of me when we have Michael Jackson to discuss? Isn't that what's really important? His scary-looking family, corrupt, decadent weirdos, his vampiric dad. I was watching CNN this morning while I was jogging on the treadmill, and it showed his father getting in the Bentley to drive to the Staples Center, and he had a big smile and a look of pleasure and a look of extreme satisfaction on his face. And he had his jaw jutting out pridefully, and I mean, he's one of the most evil-looking people I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of evil people. And him looking into the camera, my heart kind of jumped. I was like, man, that guy looks like the devil. And I know what evil looks like, folks, and I'm telling you, that's an evil man. And the whole thing is an evil spectacle. And then I was surfing around the other night printing news stories, and I saw a clip of never-before-released deposition of Michael Jackson from all of his escapades with the Jesus juice and the little kids locked up in the maximum security bedroom. And just that fake effeminate evil. I don't want to say women are evil, because it's when a man acts like a woman. It's... And then this morning I was watching two CNN reporters ninnying back and forth about Michael Jackson and twittering and getting all exciting. It was just, ugh. What is it about a society going into really hardcore tyranny that it always is manned by these very weird ninnying men? But I was really just revolted watching Michael Jackson and having my psyche assaulted. And I try to look away, but just the few glimpses, the few times I've looked back from the mountaintop, I almost turned into a pillar of salt. They were saying, and did you do this to the little boy? And he's like, no. And putting his hands over his weird eyes and, really, it's a tragedy at the end of the day. That is the type of creature that his father produced and that the whole Hollywood system, I guess, produced in the Jackson 5. And I guess it is fitting that as the United States collapses into third world despotism and as the once great republic does sink beneath the waves, and there's no doubt that's happening right now, You're seeing it, I'm seeing it, we're witnessing it. It's burning as it goes under. The last light is twinkling off in the distance as the main body of the ship goes under. Now only the mast are still burning, but there's only seconds in the scale of societies and civilizations' time before those sink beneath the waves and the dark, cold night sets in. But they feed the public on an endless diet of Michael Jackson and Anna Nicole Smith. And it's a psychic weapon to blind people from all the majesty and beauty that is creation, and to blind people from their families and their children. And just the amazing life force that's all around us. I mean, how could somebody not sit there looking out their breakfast window at a bird's nest on the ledge with swallows feeding their babies? That is just so magic, so incredible, so interesting. And all the parallels to human life and our life cycle and our children and what our species is. I could stare at a trumpet vine for hours out my back window, growing on the fence in the backyard, that beautiful orange, yellow, pink mixture of colors and hummingbirds buzzing around drinking nectar. And instead, the general public is mesmerized. They're not looking at trumpet vines out their back window on average. They're not marveling at the moon shining in a blue sky at midday. They're busy in awe at the spectacle of this freak, Michael Jackson, while the controlled corporate press psychically assaults everyone, telling the public that this is something we should all be interested in, and every nuance, everything, you know, hiked up to the thousandth degree. Oh, look, the Jackson family's coming out of their home, and 50-plus black limos lined up in Bentleys and Mercedes, and decadent, engorged women and men, swollen like self-propelled stomachs, who look nothing like the pitiful drug addict wraith creature that was their family, Michael Jackson, and then in the middle of it, the demonic father, enjoying just at a petty dominance level, just enjoying basking in the media spotlight of his dead son, soaking it up like a blood-engorged tick, having its last meal as it sucks in the last juices out of his son. Oh, it was horrible. And then cutting to the CNN anchor, talking in hushed tones, "I'm here in Staples Center. The lucky people that got the golden tickets, the 8,000 tickets. And there's people, of course, outside who get to be part of this historic event, watching the jumbotrons. Oh, let's cut to this individual with this Essence magazine. Tell me about the essence of it. Oh, this is black essence. Just like Jamie Foxx said a few days ago, this belongs to black people. This is their special essence. Whites can only watch from a distance. This magical blackness." What was the number one thing you remember? I remember coming home from high school and watching him in Thriller on MTV. It changed my life. Oh, let's cut to them going out to their cars now. They're getting in their cars. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Here we are on a planet hurtling through deep space in a galaxy with a huge burning sun firing off in the sky. Here we are looking at all these different life forms around us and our own life form and our own history of struggle just to survive and carve out a place on this planet. And we're busy watching the every move of people playing juvenile dress-up, like five-year-old girls dressed up like Barbie with plastic jewelry on. Oh, look at Michael Jackson. Oh, my gosh, we get to have an extravaganza around the dead body, the viewing of Lenin, the viewing of the Pope, the viewing of the skull of Hitler, the viewing. It's as big as JFK. It's as big as Diana. It's as big, it's huge. Meanwhile, all liberty, all freedom. We're going into hardcore despotism, 20%+ unemployment. There'll soon be riots in the streets, food lines. FEMA is geared up, engaged to have people live in camps. Everybody will want to live in the camp, free food, big jumbotrons to watch Michael Jackson in. And they're going to sick the hordes of mindless Michael Jackson fans loose on the American people. And then they use this sick culture to drag everybody down. It's just that black folks are deeper down the rat hole of mind control because they had it all tested on them first. Now I'm going to explain how cultural worship of black icons works when we get back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes, safes.com. Or click on their banner on InfoWars.com today.
It is right out of the outer limits of the Twilight Zone, the way the system is able to set the agenda. They're able to set the parameters of debate. And they don't want you discussing new treaties with Russia. They don't want you discussing 20% unemployment. They don't want you discussing how you're losing your freedoms and Bill of Rights, how they're passing laws to get rid of the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, passing laws for a total banking dictatorship, openly announcing that Homeland Security's main job is going to be persecuting people that don't want to live under Federal Reserve rule. There's a total bait and switch. The whole Homeland Security system is being turned loose on the American people, domestic CIA, tattletale squads.
And instead it's just, oh my gosh, this is so historical. Michael Jackson, I got a ticket. This is psychic warfare. This is psych warfare. Oh my gosh, there's the hearse. Let's cut to it now. Here it is.
Going now from the Forest Lawn Cemetery in Hollywood Hills to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, something that, quite frankly, none of us was expecting until this morning, and we got word that Michael Jackson's body would be at the ceremony.
Exactly. We had...
Of course his body's going to lie in state. They announced that it was going to lie in state 4 days ago. I've been announcing that. CNN just said, oh my gosh, we just found out we're going to get to see it. We're going to get to see the drug addict. Oh my gosh. He gave Jesus juice to the children. Let's worship him. Oh my gosh. Go ahead and cut back.
Michael Jackson will be buried.
No.
That's been a question that has been up in the air ever since we learned of his death. And certainly we heard from Jermaine Jackson talking to Larry.
Will they give the children Jesus juice at the event? This is like God arrived. If space aliens land in Central Park and get less attention. Oh my gosh, it's us! It's Michael! I got a ticket!
Hollywood Hills Forest Lawn Cemetery, where you just saw,
oh my gosh, this is incredible, Michael Jackson.
From right now, just having a glimpse at some live shots of
him. It's Michael. We love you, Michael.
Some flowers and balloons have been laid.
Folks, you think I'm joking?
The fans have been out there for them if they don't have a ticket to the Staples Center to know where to go.
And every one of these reporters talks like this guy. Oh my gosh, it's him. It's Michael. Oh my gosh, he gave him Jesus juice. We love him.
Even if you don't have admission. So you see the people outside of Neverland.
Come here, kid, drink this wine.
Trying to get near the cemetery as well. Although that's
turn it off. I can't look at it. I'm going to break down after the break. The sickeningness. See, this is a weapon against black people. They make it, oh, the black stars are the golf players or the football players, not the scientists, not the lawyers, or it's these music icons, and then it becomes this sick thing where black people, it's been so destructive, and a lot of black writers have written about it, but I want to discuss it and go over it. But see, it's the prototype for everybody else, but, you know, it is the African-American community on average that is the most sucked in to identity, race identity, and a lot of that's because of racism and how they were put on reservations, you know, the inner cities. And so it was a source of pride, but the system manipulated that, and I want to break that down. But if you think I'm joking about these Michael Jackson fans, this is a CNN report from 2 days ago. And I'm going to read these text messages from Twitter. They call them tweets. See, I always talk about ninnies twittering around, but now when I say twittering, people think I mean twittering. You know, but these ninnies, the term twittering, like pull up the definition of twittering. Twittering means like kind of gibbering around and like, a bunch of women in a sewing circle kind of buzzing around, just gibbering mindlessly. It doesn't, not really discussing anything. Lucky fans get news on Jackson Memorial tickets. Now imagine, these young people and older folks and Michael Jackson fans are losing their whole future, their whole country, all their freedoms right now. We're going into bondage. But this was the top story yesterday on CNN. Some lucky Michael Jackson fans got emails they were hoping for Sunday, saying they'd won two free tickets to Tuesday's memorial service. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I just got tickets to the Michael Jackson memorial service. It says Zadika Montoya wrote Sunday afternoon in a Twitter message. The 8,750 fans chosen were summoned to Dodgers Stadium Monday to pick up their tickets. They were summoned. They get to get near the corpse. He's going to be there. Oh, my God. See, the family loves this because now they can relaunch all that music and make money. So the devilish father. Get over here, Michael. The 8,750 fans chosen were summoned to Dodgers Stadium Monday to pick up their tickets and have a wristband placed on their arms to prevent them from reselling them. I can't believe it! I got a ticket! Oh my gosh! It doesn't matter if the Northcom's taking over. It doesn't matter if I've got cancer from the vaccines. I get to see Michael! Oh!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Jackson, forget our wars, forget fighting tyranny.
In 1840,
this is Planet Michael Jackson.
Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little
in fact, let's just cut live to the coverage. The only thing more exciting than one shot of the hearse was a double shot. They just took the same shot from the helicopter and had two shots. It's just, it's like a Spinal Tap when they have the volume on the EQ goes up to 11. They say, why not just have it be 10 but be higher? And because it goes to 11, it's like having two shots of the same video of Michael Jackson kind of takes it to the level of infinity. I mean, here is this family geeking. You know what a geek is? People call somebody who's a nerd or a twit a geek, you know, kind of a spectacle. And the meaning of that word has semantically changed over the centuries. But before 100 years ago, a geek was somebody who bit the heads off of pigeons and chickens and rats at a carnival, at a circus. It was kind of a back alley act, kind of the, you'd go in the freak tent to see the bearded lady and the snake lady and the 1,000-pound man. And then you'd go see a geek biting the heads off of chickens. Or a geek might, you know, have things attached to his chest and pick up large weights with it. Swallowing swords is a form of geeking. And here is Michael Jackson's abusive, degenerate, corrupt, sickeningly worldly. I can think of no one more shallow and worldly and just absolute trash in the Jackson family on record. On record. And here they are pimping his dead body out now carrying it to the Staples Centers for everybody to gawk at it. Of course they were going to have it lie in state. They said they were days ago. CNN, though, just told you it was breaking. They're just now telling you this. They're just now letting you know about it. Oh, my gosh, get back to Michael. Cut to him.
Some of these live images of the casket being transported to the Staples Center.
Oh, you can see people lining up.
Oh, wow,
lining
yeah.
up along the highways.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
To get a look at this processional.
To get a look at it. Wow, oh, my
be,
goodness.
Just one of the closest views you might be able to get of those.
That's right. We won't tell them about H.R. 1207 getting shot down in the Senate and banking dictatorship being set up. Let's talk about Michael.
Talking about how much it meant to them that Michael Jackson's...
How much it meant to them. Oh, they're living through Michael right now. This is showing all these people that none of us live forever. A sense of our own humanity.
Through Michael. ...to appear and be here at the Staples Center not to see his casket.
And I think that's the sense that a lot of people are getting.
Oh, my gosh, look at them. They're up on the other path.
Early hours of the morning.
They're looking at Michael right now. Oh, my gosh.
Of course, the life and legacy of Michael Jackson, but actually being able to see the body is something they weren't expecting, but are certainly excited by the news.
And, oh, I'd do anything to be in the hearse with them, Michael. We love you.
There are a lot of people who are wearing black, and there are a lot of people dressed up in Michael Jackson.
Oh, they're dressed up. Could it be any nerdlier? Could it be any stupider?
That poor sexually
abused person who became an abuser himself.
That
drug addict who had locked up children giving him Jesus juice. Drink this Jesus drink.
The
London concert tour.
So they are trying to run it in the same sense of a concert. But after all, you know.
Oh, my gosh. There, he's the center of everything. Everything. America, the world. Don't look at the world banking dictatorship being
Nicole,
set up right now.
What is the distance, do you know, between
just
the
look
Hollywood
at that highway and that
hearse?
That's what's important.
Who aren't that familiar with
you want to know
Angeles,
why you're bankrupt
you know
and why you're living in squalor, America?
Traffic?
You want to know why the paint's peeling, why everything's falling apart and the bridges are collapsing? Because you have been turned into creatures that think this is important.
A lot of roads that are blocked out. Remember, this is a Tuesday as well, and this is a main commercial.
Oh, my gosh, of course.
So a lot of the people who are here for business are being allowed in, but the shops
oh, they're being allowed into the city. Oh, my gosh.
Just around the corner.
Just to be in the same city as him.
Are completely
as
shut down. So
95-pound body riddled with injection points that was bald and had thousands of scars all over his face from scores of surgeries, and his nose was flopping off because he bought into peer pressure and hype. We've got to worship someone who was totally ruined by the system. We've got to worship someone who was totally on prescription drugs.
And remember,
under the new Freedom Initiative, most of American school children are now going on drugs. Their journey that Michael took is now beginning. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's beautiful right now.
A lot of people have tried to come down here and find parking. Parking is ridiculously expensive. It's about $30 if you can even find some.
Oh, my gosh. It's so incredible.
Watch at home, watch online, watch at movie theaters all across the city that are set up.
All of the people rushing to see it, Michael.
You're going to be watching on the big screen as well.
So expensive
at
for people
well,
if they are indeed
well.
Trying to
pop we're
Nicole.
All here part of this incredible, glamorous event.
The city,
they're taking the dead corpse with them.
Crisis.
Oh, my God.
They are footing the bill, Namwa, and I talked to you.
They are footing the bill. Taxpayers are paying for the king of
Bob right now. The eyes of the world are on Los Angeles for this
Los
event.
Angeles, stop right
for
now.
Even though, as you mentioned, the city and the state both in a severe budget crisis. But as we were talking, Amy, our producer,
it's okay that everything's collapsing and we have a weird
program.
Governor who wants to be Hitler, that's normal too,
because
it's a spectacle. It's okay.
To 2009.
Oh my gosh, look at Michael. Look at that. That'll be going on eBay for thousands.
They've
got one of the programs. It's the whole Jackson family. Oh my gosh, he's got that glove on. He's got
the
glove on.
I can't look at him.
Very
various concerts, and this is definitely
various
going
concerts.
To be a
there's Michael before they cut his face off.
That, people are selling all across the city. We have seen,
all across the city. It's
seen,
very glamorous when I talk like this.
The program that we're just now getting.
Program now.
It's mostly a picture book and a history piece. I would imagine it doesn't actually show you.
Oh, it's glamorous right now.
That, like a rundown of what's going to happen at the memorial.
Now that it has some words from Jermaine Jackson. It has
Jermaine Jackson. It's got some words from here.
Memories.
Michael may be dead, but we can talk to the rest of the freak family.
From the Brando family. So yeah, you're right. It's not.
This means so much to African Americans.
We are expecting Jennifer Hudson to be here. Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God, Justin Timberlake!
They are heading out through the back in a VIP entrance, so we haven't
turn it
seen
off.
Them. We've seen, of course.
Oh, it's sick. Help me, God, help me. Oh, please, I can't watch it anymore. It's pure torture. Oh. Okay. Now that we've spent our time worshiping Michael Jackson, the 10 minutes of worship. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry, that was an after tremor. And like they have the pre-shocks. It was kind of an aftershock. I don't know, I can't pull myself away from the helicopter shot of that hearse right now. That's so important. Not my family's future, not the toxic waste, not the genetic engineering, not the global system, not the military converting over to drones so the globalists can control things through a new AI system, even the military doesn't serve them. Doesn't matter that we're racing against trying to shut down the New World Order Skynet system that's actually real, that they base the film upon. Doesn't matter if eugenicists are running everything and running chemical, biological, and radiological attacks on us. No, none of that matters. All that matters is Michael Jackson. And I apologize that I've talked bad about him. In fact, I'm going to just go back to coverage. I can't pull myself away. I'm mesmerized right now. I admit I'm wrong. Michael's great. His father's great. The Jesus juice is great. It's all normal. This is not sick what's happening on TV right now. Arnold Schwarzenegger having some weird bodybuilder who posed in porno mags for men is completely normal. Running around saying he loves Hitler is completely normal. Having him rob everybody, having him involved with Enron, scamming everyone, and then running on stopping Enron, that's completely normal. That was another spectacle that everybody got caught up in. It's good. It's healthy. We got caught up in the spectacle of Barack Obama. All these stunts are good. That, go back to it. I'm getting into it. I'm going with it. Oh, here it is.
It just fills me up with just love and just
oh, yeah. Oh, love. Yes.
Sir, yes. Everyone seems to have a Michael Jackson story
yes.
where they met him or they didn't. What
oh.
is yours?
Oh, well, what is yours?
My story and
my story.
I report is when I was 7 years old, the day Thriller came out, I waited in line with my grandmother to get it, and we waited, it seemed like, for hours, and when I got it, I took a picture with it, and I just loved it so much, and I took the picture with it, and no one could tell me that that wasn't really Michael with me in the picture.
delusional.
I was
7 years old.
It was mass delusion. It's like believing in Santa Claus,
so
believing in Michael Jackson. You know, he's real,
of your,
but believing in it, it's just like believing in nothing.
Yes, it is. That's
turn this poor woman off. I can't handle it. This is a demonic assault on humanity. You see, I'm in love with putting on flippers and a mask and swimming down 30 feet to the bottom of the ocean, skin diving and seeing all those big fish swarm around me and knowing I'm alive only once in this gorgeous, wondrous universe of miracles all around us. The miracle of life, the miracle of reproduction, the miracle of the eye, the miracle of the cell. And instead, everyone is worshiping. This is an idol. People, you know, can laugh at the Bible when it says, put no other gods before me. People would worship some golden calf instead of worshiping God, the creator of the universe. They would worship some image. It's a delusion. It's make-believe. It's a freak show. And so here are these people in a collapsing nation. Oh, here they are showing off the tickets. Put it on.
Now congregated, it's a very big crowd waiting for the family to come in. Everyone's here trying to look and see the family come in just to give their condolences.
Oh, yes.
I went to the 2009 inauguration. It's the same feeling. Everybody is just full of love and just happy.
All right, Sherry, we appreciate you.
Love and happy. Oh, it's so good. It's so awesome.
Everything that you've wanted.
The Freak Show family, the Freak Show, Michael Jackson. This is so sick. This is why you're slaves. This is why the nation's going into bondage. Just turn it back on. Just, I can't even talk. I'm beside myself with disgust.
And, of course, when Sherry and the other 19,999 people who will be in attendance at the Staples Center, once they get in place and the public memorial begins, they are going to be able to view a stage which is set up, as you can see on the other side of your screen there, a bit like a church would be set up. There are small floral arrangements. They have
it's worship. It is a church.
The morning, but those
the
are,
worship
are
of the freak.
Against
a drug addict in a wheelchair that can't even physically go after kids anymore. Thank God. And it's like, oh my gosh, he's so beautiful. Oh, this is so wonderful.
Performances which we are expecting. Those featured singers, Mariah Carey, Usher, Stevie Wonder. But that's just a
and of course, they're all just vampires.
Yeah,
showing up to feed off the death of Michael Jackson.
9,000.
They're all a bunch of grave robbing goons who are they're just to bask in this sickening glory and sell some more DVDs and CDs. All right, let's stop right there. Let me try to very simply explain why this is sickening and disgusting. Number one, it's a distraction and a diversion from major events happening that are just as big and important as 1776. I mean, the country is going into full corporate bondage to foreign offshore banks. And secondarily, it's a distraction from the rest of our culture collapsing. It's not just the financial takeover. It's not just that we're being conquered. We're being conquered because we are sickeningly selfish and sickeningly obsessed with image and sickeningly obsessed with pop mindless media. And the best analogy for this is how hype and how fake culture and how garbage culture and how fads and how styles have been used to enslave cultures. Now, I had already innately figured this out for myself by college. But then I read Edward Bernays' books, Propaganda, and several others he wrote. And he pointed out writings of other sociologists that I looked into where they detailed the Qin dynasty and other dynasties in China. That's why you call it China, the Qin. The Qin. You know, what does the Qin have to do with this? And the Qing. And other dynasties. What does that have to do with this? Everything. Going back at least 4,000 years ago, they began to figure out that the small inner court, the kind of specialized government bureaucrats who would serve the imperial elite, they would say, oh, you're so important. You're so elite. You're so gorgeous. You're so godlike. No one must be able to look at you, and you must, you know, be awe-inspiring and wear fancy headdresses to make the local natives bow down to you and think you're special. And the witch doctors would throw some gunpowder into a burning cauldron, and it would explode in front of the villagers, and they would go ahead and bow down to the Qin leader because he had the power of Booga Hooga. Literally. Boom! Ha! Yao Pang Chang Nong Nang Ying Cha! Haya! And they would all bow down. And then they said, look, we're not just going to scam the natives and have you follow them, Chief Qin or Chief Chang. We need you to wear a special headdress. And we need the women, you know, to show that they haven't been out in the sun working. So you got to stay indoors. So you have white skin. That's the style, showing that, you know, that you wear gloves, that you're so important and so mighty that you do, you know, nothing is done by yourself. Everything is done for you. When they said, oh, your women are so important, they must not be able to walk. And the men at first said, yeah, that way they can't cheat on me and I've got control of them. And so, oh, you're so beautiful, ma'am. You must have tiny feet. We're going to put them in these little shoes at birth. And so your feet are going to be so small, you're not going to be able to walk, but you're going to be so beautiful. And everyone will wish they had little feet. And so 200 years ago, they figured this out in the West, and women got deformed feet and couldn't walk by the time they were 30 or 40. rich woman had to be rich because she had to be able to not be able to walk. And they, you know, they would have corns so big on their feet in France and the United States and in England that they couldn't walk. And my very intelligent, wonderful great-grandmother couldn't walk the last 15 years of her life, even though her brain was there, because she had worn the little shoes, see. And Edward Bernays and others laughed, and they said, we'll mutate the women. Ha ha! We'll run black ops. Ha ha ha! We've got you now. You'll cut your faces up and inject your faces and feel insecure your whole life and wear tiny shoes, and we'll slaughter you at pleasure. And see, that's what Michael Jackson is. That's what all this sickeningness is. It's black ops. It's psychological 4,000-year-old Chinese warfare. Ha ha! Hell released upon you. And when we come back, I will continue to break down all the different systems of slavery. The police are caught in their own fake archetype. The good old boys are. The blacks, the Hispanics. Everybody follows their cultural pimp daddies that lead them into bondage. The globalists are con artists, salesmen, flim-flam men, rhinestone cowboys. We'll break it down straight ahead.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer any.
Yeah, while everybody's watching Michael Jackson and learning how to be idiots and not be involved in real issues, I'm watching Lockheed Martin TV commercials about their drone attack aircraft and how the robotic fleet will keep you safe. See, humans are even being cut out of the mix right now, and the elite all brag about it. and how because of robotics and mechanization, they don't need masses of people anymore. So instead of life being cheap, life is a negative. They want you dead. But, you know, who cares about that? You know, women just want to go chop their noses off and have liposuction and starve themselves and be insecure. And men pick up kind of on the fake manliness where you never stand up for your nation or liberty or freedom. You just strut around and act tough. So, you know, I mean, there's lots of different systems, but the effeminate fake ninny archetype is kind of what Michael Jackson is, kind of the metrosexual idea. And so all his activities, all the bad things he did, all the weirdness, that's okay now because he's our God. And you go back to the Chinese 4,000 years ago or even further, go read it. And then they said, oh, women, it's not just that the women can't walk. We want to shrink the feet of the men who were in the ruling class. So it was really the power behind the throne, the government bureaucrats who became the real power. But you can't convince Americans that presidents are puppets today when empires from their start were generally run by puppets. And when you did get a real leader like Julius Caesar, the shadow government, the senators would normally kill him quickly. Because they didn't like one guy having the power. They liked it being shared amongst themselves, and also the people could never remove them because there was no one head to go after. But see, who cares how the world actually works? Who cares how the planet really operates? Who wants to know those secrets and mysteries? Instead, let's just gawk at Michael Jackson, the freak show, the geek, with his sickening, abusive father, now basking in glory and making tons of money. As the country completely collapses, and it's fitting this is happening as the complete takeover happens, literally right now. That's coming up with Mike Rivero. But the issue is then the chin said, look, Emperor, you can't just have your feet shrunken from birth so you can't walk to prove you're so powerful, and then you have to be fed, and then someone has to put you on the toilet and wipe you. You know, the British royalty just picked that up from the French. You got it from the Chinese. We now want you to grow your fingernails out. And so they would have 2, 3, 4 foot long fingernails because you're so imperial, you've got to have long fingernails because that shows you don't feed yourself either. And so now they've taken that imperial model of control over the royalty and they've superimposed it with the general public now. Oh, you've got a snake in your backyard. You've got to call the government to come remove it. Or if you've got a tree limb, you better not know how to cut it. You better call somebody to do it. Or, you know, they're on the news saying, how do you stay hydrated? And they have the expert on the news this morning going, it's very hard. It just takes a lot of skill and training. You need to go to my website and I'll teach you. You know, like these idiots don't know to drink water. See, but they all know about Michael Jackson and his different outfit names and, you know, who the different little kids are he was friends with, and he had little Ferris wheels to lure them in, like, you know, flypaper has a little sugar on it. I mean, you got this scary freakoid man with a freakoid family that is really bone-chillingly wicked. And now they got to be assaulted by him. And the public will buy it. They want to be slaves. They'll buy into it. But I want to explain coming up more of what they've done to black people with this culture.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.